Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Tuesdays at 9:40, we check in with our friends at SailSportsTalk.com. I know a lot of people think it's Sail Sports Talk. It's not Sail Sports Talk. It's Sail Sport Talk. And we are here with Karen Lyle, who co-hosts this segment with me every Tuesday at 11:40. How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing great, Rick Tittle. How are you?
Not too bad. We have a guest with us, so let's bring her in. It is Kim Paternoster, and she is joining us to talk about her sailing exploits. And Kim, correct me if I'm wrong, you are calling us up from lovely Amsterdam, the Netherlands. Is that right?
That is absolutely right. We actually are ending our full season here on our Dutch canal boat here in the Netherlands. So we are ending in Amsterdam.
I'll just throw this in. I've been to Amsterdam many times. Great town. When I think of an Amsterdam canal boat, I think of one that is like dry docked with everyone smoking weed. This is not what you're on, is it?
No, our boat is 10.6 meters. It's steel. It moves around the small canals. We keep it in Friesland, which is one of the provinces. And we just drive around for 3 months visiting tiny little towns all over the Netherlands.
Awesome.
You know, Kim, I am so delighted to talk to you because you just participated in Sail Amsterdam. And I've been looking at this event for years thinking it is absolutely marvelous. All these tall ships and small boats and everything navigating. What a procession. And you were in this, correct?
We were, actually. This year was an epic year for Sail Amsterdam. It's the 10th Sail Amsterdam in 50 years. They do it every 5 years. And this was also the 750th anniversary of Amsterdam as a city, the founding of Amsterdam. And it was an incredible experience. And it was in the planning for a solid year.
Were you able to, I think you can, I really like Harlem. Were you able to finagle your way through the canals over west to Harlem?
We didn't really spend a lot of time on this side of the IJsselmeer, which is the inland sea here. We crossed the inland sea. We navigated our way up the Noord-Holland Canal, which is the canal that goes from the North Sea down past Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. We stayed the night before the parade, rafted up. We were four into the river, rafted in with several other boats. And as the tall ships were coming through the lock from the North Sea the next morning, we followed them down the river into Amsterdam. So once we got to Amsterdam, it was just bonkers. And we decided to pass through and we went straight to a town called Vaes, which is south of Amsterdam, and that we were done. But it was a good solid 5.5 hours of driving very slow and dodging 10,000 plus other boats.
Yeah, I was thinking this was in the thousands, is what I went, you know, looking at the videos and so forth of boats on. I don't think there's anything like this in the world.
I've never seen anything like this. We had, we took our canal boat over. We had five other California sailors on board with us, all Pacific Ocean racers. And, there were at least 10,000 boats in the water and it was solid people from the North Sea all the way to Amsterdam, which I think is about 12 kilometers. They said that there were at least more than 1 million people on the shores. It was incredible. I don't think anybody was working in Netherlands that day.
Well, in the name itself, you have the word dam, and that's no, you know, the Pai Ba, the low countries. And you think about the history, you mentioned 750 years and, you know, being part of Spain and France and the Spanish succession and all these other things, and then getting into their golden age into the Renaissance years. What were some of the things that they were sort of concentrating on during the celebrations?
Well, of course, the founding of the city, their maritime culture here is incredible. Pretty much everybody grows up learning how to sail. You know, a lot of really interesting tall ships coming down the canal. Ships from all over the Netherlands. There are all kinds of different sailboats that don't look anything like what we think of as sailboats. Every kind of canal boat, you know, motorboat like ours that you can imagine. Tiny little boats. We saw several little tiny dinghies. We saw a guy out there with a Ben-Hur looking chariot that as he moved through the water, his wheels were turning. It was insane. Like, I've never seen anything like it.
That's amazing. You know, I'm just wondering, I picture this as kind of like a moving raft of boats. Did you stay kind of with others, or did they pass you, or how did they help you to navigate something so complex, and how did you survive, and did you get hit or scratched in any way?
That day, the canal goes one way. You're not actually supposed to go the other way. So 10,000 boats going one way down that canal. People did a pretty good job staying out of each other's way. It's very slow. We did not get hit. I did see a couple videos of boats getting hit by some of the bigger boats. You really have to pay attention. You have to spend a lot of time looking behind you and looking to your side. It really didn't get super hairy until we got right at the bend inside of Amsterdam. And suddenly the one way went out the window, and there were people driving 25,000 different ways. And the ferries were still running from Amsterdam to North Amsterdam, which is just crazy. They ended up shutting those down about 3 p.m. I said we had 7 California sailors on board. My husband drove the entire parade, and my friend Kim, who is the tactician on the race boat David sails on, was back there with him calling tactics. So she was a second pair of eyes, so the rest of us could sit on the bow and watch.
Did you meet any boys named Kim? I know that's a boy's name over there.
No, no, but I met somebody named Kim. That's a boy's name over here.
Well, I just was thinking about the fascinating, once again, about the history and the notable people, you know, Van Gogh, or as they say, Van Gogh, and you think about Anne Frank, they have the statue to her. What about, like, getting to the Amsterdam Arena? Was Ajax, the great soccer team, recognized during the celebrations?
Everybody was on the water. There were people flying Ajax flags. The royalty was on the Dutch royalty was on a boat that passed right by us. I didn't even realize it was royalty until later. You know, different towns had choirs, men's shanty, you know, choirs singing on the front, and some other towns brought their, up in Friesland, they have a special kind of sailboat called a scutier, and the scutiers were there from Friesland, which is a long way for them to come. Pretty much all over the Netherlands, people came from to represent where they were from.
Yeah,
that was incredible.
The House of Orange is still in effect. Queen Maxima, right?
It is, and actually, the whole family was there on their royal barge. So,
Kim,
yeah.
Kim, you haven't sailed in this before, I take it. Is that correct?
We have not done the sail-in parade before, it didn't happen in 2020 because of COVID. It was canceled. And so this was the first time in 10 years that it's happened, which is another reason why it was just hugely epic here. We are definitely going to do it in 2030. We'll probably do it every 5 years as long as we have the boat here.
That's amazing.
I have a question. I have a follow-up question for you, Kim. What did you anticipate, and how was what actually happened different than what you thought it was going to be?
So we have... We met a friend who's older. He's been cruising the Dutch canals for about 50 years now. He really knows the area. He's the one that really helped set up the plan for this. And we were told that we couldn't even sail through Amsterdam without a license on the back of our boat. And you can't get a license unless you're Dutch and have a Dutch address. So our friend got us a license so we could do this parade with him. He told us, you'll never forget this. It is the most epic experience. It's going to be the once in a lifetime thing. It was probably 10 times bigger than I expected. I did not expect the number of people on the side of the, it was literally solid people everywhere you looked, and so many boats, and these tall ships. These tall ships you don't see in the United States. They are massive. If you think of the biggest tall ship we have, actually we had the Stad Amsterdam in San Francisco. So that is a big one. There are bigger ones than that one.
That's massive.
Well, it sounds amazing, and we thought going to the Farallones was cool. That's a big waste of time compared to this. We have been speaking with Kim Paternoster, and for more information, you can go to sail.nl. That's the Netherlands official website, sail.nl. And thank you so much for being on the show today. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Kim.
And Karen, good guest. I can hear the enthusiasm in her voice, and I can only imagine, because I think about how those canals there are pretty narrow, and but that's all interconnected. It's pretty amazing, that whole country.
Well, I love to watch. I don't know that I would want to be at the helm in something so crowded.
True.
In someone else's boat, yes, not mine.
Very, very good point. Everybody go to sailsportstalk.com for more information as well. Karen Lyle, good talking to you. We'll do it again next week.
We will indeed. Thank you, Rick.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle, and we'll take a quick break and come on back on Sports Byline USA.